This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Slovakia's Deputy Prime Minister Tomas Taraba told the BBC that Prime Minister Robert Fico will likely survive an assassination attempt Wednesday. Fico was shot five times in the town of Hanlova, where he was greeting supporters after attending a government meeting. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reports.
Fico was in the central town of Hanlova for a government meeting and was shaking hands with a crowd of people when a man near a barricade pulled out a gun and fired. Slovak media said the shooter was a 71-year-old man, though the motive was initially unclear. The country's interior minister said it was, quote, politically motivated. The 59-year-old was rushed to a local hospital and then transported by helicopter to a regional capital for urgent treatment. Slovakia's president Zuzana Čaputová said she was shocked by the shooting, saying it was, quote, an attack on democracy.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to work with Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to rejuvenate their countries as the pair started a day of talks in Beijing Thursday. Putin arrived in the Chinese capital for a two-day state visit that will include detailed talks on Ukraine, Asia, energy, and trade. Xi has emerged as Putin's most powerful political backer and a fellow geopolitical rival of the United States. According to Chinese state media, President Xi said that China would always be a good partner of Russia. China and Russia declared a no-limits partnership in February 2022 when Putin visited Beijing just days before he launched Russia's invasion of Ukraine. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's International Edition on VOA News. The European Union urged Georgia on Wednesday to withdraw its highly controversial foreign agents bill, saying the measure would set back the nation's ambitions to join the bloc as protests against the bill continued in a rolling political crisis. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The bill would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from abroad to register as agents of foreign influence. It imposes onerous disclosure requirements and punitive fines for violations. The draft law has been dubbed the Russian law by opponents, who compare it to legislation used by the Kremlin for the past decade to crack down on its opponents.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. A taco stand in Mexico City is the first to receive a coveted recognition from the famous dining guide for global travelers. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
A Michelin star is a coveted symbol of dining excellence, and some of the grandest restaurants never get one. But in Mexico City, the tiny Tacos El Califa de Leon just did, a 10-foot by 10-foot establishment in the San Rafael neighborhood. The secret? Simplicity, says Chef Arturo Rivera Martinez, saying his taco has only a tortilla, red or green sauce, and that's it. That and the quality of the meat. The other secret is heat. El Califa de Leon's steel grill is cranked up to 680 degrees, and it takes up half the taco stand's space. So when Michelin representatives came to present one of their heavy, full-sleeved white chef's jackets, Rivera Martinez did not put it on. As for customer impressions, that said while bouncing on her toes. I'm Ben Thomas.
In sports, the Boston Celtics beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 113-98 Wednesday to advance to the National Basketball Association's Eastern Conference Finals for the third consecutive season. AP sports correspondent Gethin Kuba has that story.
Jason Tatum had 25 points, 10 boards, and 9 assists. Al Horford scored 22 with 15 rebounds.
We had this chance to close it out here at home, and for me, the biggest thing was just bring in energy.
Evan Mobley scored 33 for the Cavs. Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, and Caris LeVert all missed the game with injuries for Cleveland. The Celtics will face the winner of the Knicks and Pacers series in the conference finals. Gethin Kuba, Boston.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.